Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatthes here. Sunday morning, 3 days to the election. What the heck is going on? Well, one of the smartest guys I know, a historian, a former Speaker of the House, and a real smart guy and a good friend, we have with us former Speaker Newt Gingrich. Good morning, Mr. Gingrich. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm doing great, and it's a pretty exciting weekend. We're right up to it.
Well, I understand you're back in Washington again. You voted. Give us the pulse of how you feel the situation is.
I think it's one of the most extraordinary elections in American history. Biden could win. And if he does win, he'll have run the most hidden campaign. I mean, hidden in terms of issues, hidden in terms of policies, hidden in terms of meeting people, hidden in terms of talking to the press. It'll truly be a remarkable thing. President Trump is relying on sheer energy and dynamics and the size of the crowds he's bringing out. And as the Republican National Committee Chair Ronald McDonald points out, they have huge percentages, like 35% are people who've never voted before. And so they're gambling that they can create a whole new generation of Trump voters, and that will make the polls basically invalid. The polls don't have any method for finding those kind of people. So I think it's an extraordinary moment. And then if you want, I can take a couple of minutes and talk about the polls and then talk about the actual state-by-state outcome. Here's the first thing that I think is really fascinating. All of the major public polls are wrong. They were wrong in 16. They were wrong again this year. They were wrong about a number of places in 2018. For example, Quinnipiac, which is a very respected establishment poll, on the day before the election in Florida in 2018, said that Scott would lose the Senate race by 7 percentage points and that DeSantis would lose the governorship by 7 points. The following day, they both won. So you have to say, well, what does that tell you? And there are a couple polls I'll just share with you that I look at very carefully. I look at anything that Trafalgar does. Now, Trafalgar is a polling firm based in Atlanta. They were the most accurate firm in 2016. They were very accurate in 2018. And the reason is they look very carefully for what I would call the hidden Trump voter or the hidden conservative voter, the person who knows that if they go to the water cooler at the office and say, I'm for Trump, that three people are going to attack him. And so these people won't tell a pollster. You call, and if I'm a timid Trump voter, I'm just not going to tell you. And the result is Trafalgar finds consistently that President Trump is doing 5, 6, 7 points better than the public polls say he is. What Trafalgar does is they ask questions like, who do you think your neighbors are going to vote for? And they find consistently that they're 5 or 6 points stronger for Trump than if they ask the direct question, who are you going to vote for? So Trafalgar is one of the places I watch. Right now, Trafalgar has Trump carrying Michigan by a good margin. They have him carrying North Carolina by a narrow margin. Florida, every poll that I trust shows Trump up at about 3 points in Florida. Trafalgar shows Trump winning Arizona. And one of the big surprises Tuesday night may be Minnesota. Outstate Minnesota, the small towns and the farmers and that are overwhelmingly for Trump. Like 70-80%. Democratic mayors in northern Minnesota are switching parties and becoming Republican. The same thing's happening in western Pennsylvania, where Biden's comments on fracking and on killing the oil and gas business, I mean, that is western Pennsylvania, and they take it personally. And I think that he has lost substantial ground in Pennsylvania and probably almost certainly will lose Pennsylvania. It's compounded by the rioting in Philadelphia, which weakens Biden in the suburbs. And the fact, and this is a great surprise that's setting up everywhere, Trump is going to do dramatically better in the black and Latino communities than he did in 16. In almost every state, he's now getting 14% or more of the black vote. He got 8% in 16. Romney got 6%. Now, you start moving up, and it may not seem like much, but because If you're at 14, that means the Democrats at 86. So their net advantage has now dropped dramatically from when you were at 6 or 8%. There are some states now where Trump may be as high as 20% of the black vote. The Democratic Party
is remarkable, but it has to happen. I mean, the Democratic Party has been just carrying a violin, thinking they own the black vote. And there's so many common sense black people around, hardworking business people that see the violence around the country, and they're scratching their head. I just don't understand. I think this election is all about, what America do you want? Do you want an America that's law and order, or do you want an America that's full of violence, tearing down statues, just attacking the policemen? I just don't. Newt, let me tell you something. I'm scratching my head. I got a bald spot already.
Oh, yes, you know. Just look at the riot in Philadelphia, which triggered sympathetic riots in Newt. And of course, these riots are instances of looting. You know, these are people who go out and steal things, but they steal them in the disguise of somehow being a politically motivated riot. But what they're doing is they're just stealing on a gigantic scale. And I think the average American knows you can't keep a society alive if you allow the thugs and the bullies and the criminals to dominate, because ultimately, what's the point of my working hard and producing something if you're just going to steal it? And I think that this is a huge issue, and I think that it has hurt Biden substantially. I also think the economic numbers that came in on Friday or on Thursday, that the economy had grown at an annual rate of 33%, in the third quarter. I mean, that is because as a businessman, that is a breathtaking achievement. It's the fastest growth rate ever since they've been keeping records. And it begins to really recover from the damage that was done with COVID and with forcible shutdowns, which, by the way, may be the big ultimate issue between Biden and Trump. Trump does not want to shut the economy down again. Biden, I think, having hidden in the basement for all these months, now thinks it's perfectly fine to shut things down, because that's what he's done. You know, if people think that voting for Biden is voting for another shutdown, his support will drop very dramatically.
Conclusion. What's your gut feeling?
In at least 70% of the futures, Donald Trump's the next president. In 30% or less of those futures, Biden is the next president. I just think the country, in the end, is not going to pick some bunny rabbit hiding in a basement. I think that they know the world's dangerous. They know we need somebody tough. And yeah, sometimes Trump's a little too tough, and sometimes his tweets, are a little off the chart. But in the end, he gets things done.
I agree with you 110%, Speaker Gingrich. I mean, if we vote on personality, Trump loses. If you vote on performance and who's going to protect the United States of America, Trump wins.
Yeah. I think, by the way, your home city may have a surprisingly decent vote. I mean, not that it's going to come when you're carrying it, but between the fight that Cuomo has now with the Orthodox Jewish community, the support of the police union for the first time in history, and people who are just generally fed up with the destruction that they've seen from Cuomo and from Biden, I think he may get a much better vote in New York this time than he got 4 years ago.
Well, Mr. Speaker, thank you very much for coming on, and God bless America, and we hope America continues to be the greatest country in the world. Thank you.
Great, and we'll talk after the election and see what actually happened.
Sounds good. This is the Catch Roundtable. We'll be right back.